Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Tonight.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
Let's go crazy.
Oh, go crazy. Go crazy. Go crazy. Go crazy.
Go crazy.
That's it.
Do you know who that is, Sarah? Actually, I'm asking, and I can't think of the kid's name anyway, but that's...
Who's doing the Go Crazy song with
Yeah,
with
Let's
the
Go Crazy.
Kids?
That
what
is...
What show is that from? Boom Shakalaka?
No. Yo Gabba Gabba.
Yo Gabba Gabba.
That
it.
Is the kid from the... Not The Hobbit, The Lord of the Rings. What's that kid's name?
Oh,
Elijah Wood. Is it
Elijah
Wood?
Wood. That's
that's
it.
The kid.
You pulled it out when you needed it, see?
Mm-hmm.
Go Crazy. Go crazy.
Go crazy.
Go crazy.
And they always have a guest dancer and they teach you a dance. And then once you learn the dance, then right at the end of the dance portion, they go, let's go crazy. And then they just, you know,
everyone does the dance.
Crazy. Right.
Sure. Let's remember those steps. That's fun.
Go crazy. Go crazy.
Go crazy.
Go crazy.
Go crazy.
Sometimes people shouldn't go crazy, though. I just saw this. It popped up on my phone, so I clicked it, and it makes me shake my head. But this is what it's come to. We all need to outdo each other with stunts. So let's do the Celebrity Trash. It's brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Go to the Facebook page. Follow the Facebook page. When we mention movie trailers or stories or if there's helpful links, we always put them up there. And by
that
we,
Freaky
I mean Brent,
Friday video is up to.
Oh, yeah, that's so good,
that
trailer.
Great. It's worth
oh,
the
my God. Take a quick look at that. That looks really fun. That's where you find all these helpful links at our Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So my phone lights up and I see it's from TMZ. So, you know, got to take a look. Let's
all
see what it is. And it's about some idiots. So, and I have questions about this because I've heard that Tesla's autopilot is you have to have a hand on the wheel. So yeah. I don't know if these guys did a workaround. But
there,
I don't
there are
see any hands. Are there like what? Like
yeah, they put like an orange on the wheel and they'll squeeze it in between a certain part so it feels like there's some weight on it and the computer detects that there's something there.
Okay.
Thinking
oh.
it's their hands. So that's a hack that people
gross.
Use. So you
put your orange rining your steering wheel, but okay.
Oh, your car smells fresh and orangey. As long as you as long as you replace your orange often. You know, you don't want to be... Anyway, you're not supposed to do that. The whole point is that it frees you up a little as you're on the highway. It sees the road. You would make a left here, and it's saying, don't do that. There's someone coming. You know, it's helpful, right? I don't know.
It's
sure.
not autonomous.
Right. You're not supposed to just turn it on and hop in the backseat for a nap. That's not what you do. You're also not supposed to throw a party in the car on TikTok and with all your beers and your White Claws. Cool. And although I will say the one kid has a mask on, although one of the two kids who are singing very close to each other, mouths wide open, it's under his nose, which is...
Take a look.
Oh, yeah, here's the TikTok video. So here's the guys. The car's it's going 60 miles an hour down the highway. They've got
open they're in
cans.
The car now. Oh,
oh
my
yes.
God.
Oh, they're in the car. No one is in the driver's seat. And they're just... effing with the music, and they've got the car is the designated driver.
Oh, wow.
Basically.
So right.
This is not how we're supposed to be using this. The car is not the designated
yet,
driver. Yeah, not yet. Someday, right? Let's hope. I would love to get in the car and have there be no controls. You just say where you want it to go and find some place to park.
Do we have
car.
The ages of these young men?
They
because they seem too young to have a Tesla. But then again, I had a good friend, Tony Kim, got a Corvette for like I want to say his 17th birthday. And I had a high school friend with a brand new Corvette. This would have been the 84 Vet. It was
right.
And
is it because he was such a good student and did so well in school and had a heart, you know, a job after school?
Actually, he was a very good student. He hung with us and partied with us, but he also, whenever we couldn't find him, it's because he was actually doing studies.
Well, there you go. Maybe his parents rewarded him and probably never drove the thing drunk, right?
No, he crashed it. He absolutely crashed that thing. But anyway, I'm trying to say is, so maybe these were high school kids that, you know, rich parents bought them a nice car, or are these
grown-ups? Or they have dad's car. No, they don't seem to be fully grown-ups, Vinny. They definitely look like young boys.
Influencers.
Yeah. Oh, yes. TikTok influencers. Right. Yeah. They're not trying to hide this. It's on their TikTok. So, if law enforcement wanted to track them down, they could do it. I'd just like to say as we head into the weekend, please don't do this, dummies. Bryn, even you know not to do that. That's not your designated driver.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I certainly have taken my hands off the wheel to see what happens, but I'm not getting out of that seat. And I'm like,
or drinking in the car.
I'm
really,
you want to make sure that you're able to take over if needed, you know?
Right.
Bryn, even you know that. Insulted? She said, even you know not to do that. Come on.
Well,
Bryn,
I
missed that part.
He's a hard partier.
I was just trying to encourage the responsibility. But Sarah, get off me.
Maybe I will. We'll see how it goes in the music. Today's 9/11, 19-year anniversary of the September 11th attacks. Tonight at 8 on ABC, a show called 9/11 Remembered, The Day We Came Together. Tonight, 8 o'clock on History and 9 o'clock on History. Two shows. The first one at 8, 9/11, the final minutes of Flight 93. And at 9, 9/11, the Pentagon. So if you are looking to immerse yourself, there'll be plenty of specials and some TV that you can watch as we remember this. And if you've got kids who maybe were too young or weren't even born yet, this is, you know, an opportunity to sit down and talk about what happened that fateful day. Okay, it's Friday and it's New Music Day, and we do have a couple good things. We'll start with the Flaming Lips. This is a
you
band.
You like these guys?
I do. They're fine. My kid is a super fan. Loves the Flaming Lips. I think he just likes them because they have a sense of humor and they're goofy, and he likes sort of a rough garagey sound, and they have that at times. This is their 16th album. I mean, the Flaming Lips have been around forever.
Yes, they
they're
have.
Also they're on the Tonight Show tonight if you're interested in checking that out. And they have a new record out today called American Head.
I like it.
Yeah, sure. Why not? And here is what it sounds like. What'd you grab, Bryn?
This first one's called You and Me Selling Weed. It's adorable.
Dearest my girl, feels like king of the world.
Killing celebrities. All right.
I mean, we've heard worse.
Sure.
I'm sure.
I mean,
kids
I don't know
it.
The Flaming Lips. Right. If you already like them, then you sort of get them. So it's. I'm sure you're like, oh, this is a perfect Flaming Lips song. What else
I
is on here?
Being like some high music, you know.
Sure.
Getting stoned and just zoning out to this.
Even you would listen to this. All right, give me another one.
Here's Flowers of Neptune 6.
Oh. Boy, these guys are mellow on this one. This sounds like a really dreary Beck record. Like tiny spaceships in a row. The celebrity dope dealers have been hitting their own stash. Give me another one.
All right, this is the last one I pulled here. It's called Dinosaurs on the Mountain.
Yeah, this is trippy. Well, I don't know. The ones he listens to are like some of the earlier stuff. You know, what's the one with the cinnamon toast or the toast and jelly?
That kid on LSD?
Not that I know of, but I don't know that much about him. You know, I only see him once a day for about 20 minutes.
This is tripper music for sure.
Oh my God, I know. It's so like, I mean, look, it's, you know, they're funny and who doesn't want to see? I wish the dinosaurs were still around too, but I want to be a little more upbeat about it, I guess. Very chill. Let's see if this one lets us down. We got a new Marilyn Manson record today.
I have already listened to it.
Have you?
I had
you
it
get
on
up
this
early to do it? Oh my God,
while
I'm hilarious.
While I prepped for the show, I was listening to it.
Maybe you want to make the recommendations for the songs then. What do you think? What did you like?
I have all the songs now, Sarah. I'm
well aware, Vinny. I mean, you have them as soon as they're out. It's called We Are Chaos. It's his 11th album. And did you have a favorite this morning? Something you
I didn't
should...
get through as much of it as I'd like. The first song is extremely slow, so I would try We Are Chaos, but that it has an E on it, Bryn. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I have that one ready to go though.
Oh, okay,
great.
Do that,
yeah,
then.
He does the work. All right, I like
you
that.
Know, the thing about him is he's I love Marilyn Manson. I'm a fan and. Whatever you want to think about that, but he really clearly loves Bowie.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, it's very Bowie-esque.
He's like the goth Bowie or something, or he's trying to be.
The horror Bowie.
Right, exactly.
All right, give me another one.
This next one's called Don't Chase the Dead.
Oh.
Don't chase the dead. Were you going to say something, Sarah?
No, I thought it might have. I might have heard a word I didn't want to hear. But
no, he's at the ice cream truck.
Oh, okay. Like this is a very. I don't know because I'm hearing it going to the station and then coming to me. You know, because we're on Zoom and all miles and miles apart from each other. Mm-hmm. From the paradise of Millbrae, it may not. It feels messy. Is it
messy. The mix is kind of messy, and yeah. There's a lot going on, and doesn't necessarily sound. It's not clean, but I think that's his angle he's going for.
Right. I just didn't know if I was, you know, if it was losing something additional in translation. All right, give me one more from the Marilyn Manson record.
Sure. Here is Paint You With My Love.
Oh.
I actually
like this record.
I
like the tone of it, and I think that, you know, he's not trying to shock me.
Yeah.
It's weird that there's acoustic guitar on it, huh?
Yeah. Uh-huh. It has a Bowie feel. Like, maybe he's growing, like, good for little Marilyn.
It's like a pop chord progression.
I kind of like, I know, his. I really like some of the changes. Even in We Are Chaos, there's a part in the chorus where I'm like, that was a good pick. Really nice. All right, well, there you go. There's a little sampling of Vinny's girlfriend, Marilyn Manson. His 11th album, We Are Chaos. Young Boy Never Broke Again. We see him on the charts from time to time, and he's got a record out today called Top. Young Boy.
I only pulled
never...
one just because, you know, he's not necessarily what we play.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You guys would hate it anyway. Here it is. Here is All In.
It was all mine. All in.
I wouldn't be surprised if this is a number one, and I wouldn't be surprised if it never charted at all. This is
a hot 100 sound, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. okay. Kelsea Ballerini has a record out today. She actually put one out in March, and this is like a stripped down, is this an acoustic version? I mean, they're saying here it's basically the album Kelsea that came out in March, but it's different versions, stripped down versions of the songs.
Yeah, it's just a different version, really. It's not necessarily acoustic, I don't think.
Okay, so Kelsea was the March record. This one's called Ballerini.
Yeah, and it says in parentheses, Ballerini version.
Oh, okay.
Whatever that means. So here is Club.
The life of any party. Cause I don't want to go to the club.
That's pretty.
I don't want to go to the club.
Did we wind up playing in Kelsea Ballerini off this record on the Alice?
The last one?
Yeah, I don't think I have anything off the last, this most recent one.
I know we have
it'd be fun to hear
before.
The both two versions. Okay, but just give me the other one that you pulled.
All right, this next one is called The Other Girl. Here it is.
Why you seem to occupy his mind a bit? You're smart, but do you know about me?
If you like Kelsey Ballerini, there's something for you. A little different take on her last album.
And played that song "Miss Me More."
Oh yeah, yeah. One. I actually love that tune. That's why I wondered if we played anything off the new record, but I don't think so. I don't recall. Jane will know. Jane will tell
that,
me.
That last song that Bryn just played, we play that because Halsey's on that too.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's funny. I don't think we played her on the morning show, though, have we?
Right no. Now, Jane is snapping her phone in half. I've had it with them.
Forget it.
I can't
damn
it.
Let me see if she texted me. She hasn't. She's not even talking to me anymore. It's crazy.
She's like, I give up, these losers. A bunch of dummies.
Well, whatever. Sorry, Jane. It's Friday. Have a good day. Reba McEntire has a 30th anniversary edition of a triple platinum album. There's never before released bonus tracks on here. If you're a country fan, today's your day. There's a lot of country stuff out today.
I'm a huge fan.
I know you are. Rumor Has It is the name of the record. You probably have the original, and the original Rumor Has It by Reba McEntire.
I bet he does.
I'm sure. Well, we all have it these days. It turns out I'm right for once. Rumor has it, 30th anniversary edition. Here's a little Reba McEntire.
Here's the one thing that's different from the original, and it's a live version of Fancy.
Now. This is a great, if you guys have, I've seen this song performed by other, like people on like American Idol or whatever, and I didn't know the original Reba version, but it's about a little girl whose mom pimps her out. So it's not, it's, you know, sort of a sad song.
Yikes.
Like, go out there and get them, kid. Bring home that money to your pimp mama.
Oh.
It's great.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I didn't catch that vibe.
Well.
Boy, between what's that movie, Cuties, and this.
Ugh. No doubt.
Yeah. This show's gross.
Super gross. All right, Vinny, that's it for the trash. What's coming up in the news?
Oh, I have so much stuff. Okay. Oh, wait. I already did that story. I take that back. Oh, hooking up in the pandemic age? That's...
Oh. Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.